Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. This is a beautiful place. You great weather.
Yeah, man.
A lot of your old teammates are out here playing some golf right now.
Serious about that golf game, too.
Well, at least you wore a golf shirt today. So
I did.
You're closer to serious than you have been in the past.
I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
Yep,
man.
You are. We can all say that. The Phillies are a work in progress. Hopefully, they progress the right way. Off today, tomorrow, they start a series up in Toronto against the Blue Jays. And here we get some changes coming here to the Phillies' bullpen and their rotation. So
yeah, then we get some help.
It sounds like. So they DFA'd Jose Ruiz, who mm-hmm. has not been good this year, and they brought up Seth Johnson, a young kid that's thrown really hard this year at AAA. So we'll see what he provides. But the big move really is that they've decided Taiwan, your guy, is headed back to the bullpen. But now it seems like as a real reliever, not just a long guy, like one-inning stints. Let's hear Topper on the decision to move Mick Abel back to the major leagues after his one really good start a few weeks ago. Abel's coming back up. Taiwan to the bullpen.
Our rotation in Toronto is going to be Wheeler, Sanchez, and Mick Abel. And Ty will go to the pen whenever he's available to pitch.
When do you think Ty will be ready?
It should be Tuesday, I would think. Tuesday or Wednesday.
And what kind of role do you see? I mean, before he was kind of like long relief, like, do you see him kind of going in a different role here?
I want to see him in a one-inning stint and see what he can do.
Would Abel be a one-time thing again, or would he...
Not necessarily, no. No. It all depends on Nola and how well Mick does, but I'm assuming we're going to assume that he's going to do well.
All right, a couple things here. I like the move. Abel obviously threw the ball great when he came up here and pitched against the Pirates. Mm-hmm. He's gone back to AAA, and he's continued to pitch well. So I think he's capable of pitching in the big leagues.
Yeah, in a pinch.
Yep, so we have Abel coming up. And they need help in the bullpen. I'm still intrigued. Remember when Taiwan had the three-inning, seven-inning strikeout outing?
Yeah, he pitched angry.
Yep, against the Rays. So we really haven't seen much of Taiwan out of the bullpen since then, and then he had to come back to the rotation. I'm intrigued by Taiwan and what he can give them. So I like that. So we're good on that. You in on Taiwan bullpen, guy?
I know y'all don't want to hear that today. You didn't want to see I told you so, Doug. But I kind of
what are you talking about?
I kind of
I told you so.
Well, I kind of alluded to that a little bit. Like a few weeks ago when we were sitting here debating on who should go in the bullpen. I did kind of say that.
But Taiwan already had been moved to the bullpen.
Well, no, I'm talking
you
about
said
that.
Lizardo should go to the bullpen.
Well, no, that was in a small sample
size. And I'm still getting
size.
Messages about that one because you made everyone lose their minds last week.
Oh, but look who looked like they know what they're talking about after what happened this weekend.
Because he had one bad outing?
I'm just saying. That's baseball
in a nutshell. Nobody's talking about him going to the bullpen after that.
I'm just saying.
Besides you.
I'm just saying. In a nutshell, that's baseball. But I've always been on
mean?
The – but let's get back to my original point.
Let's not, actually.
I've always been on the Taiwan Walker in the bullpen, especially when we start talking about Ranger going.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Ranger because, all right, so now
– Ranger might not be here.
Well, yes. So now we have a rotation of Wheeler and Lizardo and Sanchez, right? We got those three going. Ranger. Yeah. And now Mick Abel is going to be the fifth guy. But Aaron Nola, the thought is maybe a few weeks away, he'll be back. So that puts us back to six, right? So
yeah, we still have dilemma.
Let's play this out. Let's say Abel pitches well over the next couple weeks, because Topper just mentioned that it's not necessarily a one or two outing thing. Like if Abel pitches well, maybe he stays. Ben Davis recently brought this up on the morning show, a name, you know, a destination for Ranger we hadn't talked much about this year. Here's Ben Davis.
There's not too many players on this team that you can trade away to get something in return.
Yeah.
But Ranger could be one of those guys.
So what's the likelihood? And
like a center fielder or a closer, something, right?
I think there's a high probability.
Do you really?
I do.
You think there's a better chance than not he gets traded during this season?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then make something out of him rather than lose him?
That's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know anything. I haven't heard rumors. I swear to you. Yep. I haven't heard anything.
Yep.
But I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. Yeah. He offers the best to get something in return.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to lose him at the end of this year.
And so I think that's why the team was shopping Alec Boehm in the offseason, because there's really no other pieces on this team, A, that you can get rid of or dump salary with, or B, that you could get anything in return for. Alec Boehm showed that.
I mean, if Ranger gets traded, he might be the best player traded in the whole league. I mean, it depends on who else gets traded.
But agree with that.
He's an outstanding pitcher.
He's awesome.
I don't know if I'd go as far as say he'd be the best player traded, but I do think it's intriguing, because usually when you add something on a contending team, you trade prospects.
Mm-hmm.
This would be more of, hey, we have a quality player, but we have a surplus in this area. Do you have something we need, and we trade him?
That doesn't fit your overall long-term plans.
Right.
And that's why I've always been adamant about the fact that, you know, you want Ranger to be out there pitching to show people what he can do. He has that versatility. But obviously, you know, this kind of goes back to those financials that we like to talk about when we talk about the Phillies and the year that they're having or potentially how the year is going to go. You don't want to be tethered with a whole bunch of older guys on these contracts if the team doesn't ultimately get to where you want them to get. So if that means that you can put Ranger out there and use him as a piece that could potentially help your team get better, then why not? Because you're not going
to
pay him.
So the only issue with this, I think it's harder to find a match, because who would want him? Well, a bad team doesn't want him, right? Because he's a free agent. Why would they wait to sign him?
Yeah, he's a rental player.
Right. So then you'd have to find a contending team who has a hole in their rotation but has like an extra outfielder, extra bullpen piece.
Yeah.
I don't mind the idea. In fact, I think there's something interesting about what Ben is saying. I'm not sure where the match is. That might be harder to pull off.
Yeah, but but nonetheless, he's a piece. He's somebody that you could look at that, you know, would not hurt you if you had to get rid. Well, you will have to give up any of your prospects in order to get him.
There is another thing. There's another way to do this. There's door number two. You could trade him for prospects and flip those prospects to somebody else.
Yeah,
right? Or, you know, you can use him as an asset, especially if he gets replaced in the rotation. Although he's pitching well. Ranger's done a good job after his first start blow up when he first came back. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we got a few polls up today. Let's start with this one on the Phillies. Is the Phillies' performance over this past weekend a big deal? Yes at 57%, no at 43%. Hughes getting 21% of the blame for Bryce Huff's failed Eagles tenure.
I respect that.
I do too. And did the weekend series change your mind about the Phillies trading for Rhys Hoskins?
Hughes getting more than the Eagles, by the way.
Yeah, Hughes more to blame than the Eagles for the failed Bryce Huff experiment.
What is he getting blamed for?
That feels extreme. I'm being honest. That feels extreme. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone the fourth clue? We're going into the 1 o'clock hour. We have an incredible prize to give away today. We're playing Hugh's Clues here to give this thing away today. And we don't have a winner yet. So we're giving away today a pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate this Eagles championship season. Special concert event hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th at the Mann Center. Hugh, clue number four is?
This cat had real beef with Joe DeCamera. Like,
now we're talking.
Like if you hear the beef.
Oh, we'll play at the end.
Oh, yeah. He was about to put hands on Joe. Okay. It sounded like it was an on-site situation with Joe.
So we have, this is a player turned analyst.
Yes.
You played against them.
Yes.
Their son played in the major leagues.
Yes.
And this person had real beef with DeCamera.
Real beef.
All right. There it is. Clue number four. Tony's in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's Monday?
It is. Well, of course it's Monday.
Dude, are you serious?
No, I
How do you not know what Monday feels like?
No, it didn't feel like a Monday.
What does it feel like?
Tuesday?
Tuesday?
Taz, doesn't it feel like a Tuesday?
No, you were not at work yesterday. How does it feel like a Tuesday?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't consider this work, so that's probably why.
Yeah, okay.
This is not a job to me. This is just like, you know, I get to interact with the people.
It's lovely.
This explains a lot, actually. That's why
the days, you know how some people, like, dread Mondays coming to work? I enjoy Mondays.
I don't dread Monday ever, but especially
when I come off a four-leg parlay.
Oh, jeez.
And I told you so weekend. Oh, man, I love coming to work.
You didn't have an I told you so weekend.
Kind of.
You said you didn't want Reese,
kinda.
And then he blasted two home runs.
Well, but I did say something vaguely about the defense, and it kind of worked out my way.
Was the first base defense the problem?
No, I'm just saying.
No, it was the shortstop.
I'm just saying. Mm. It kinda, you
Tony,
know,
go ahead. We're sorry. Tony, we're arguing with each other here. Tony, go ahead.
All right, where shall we start? It's the Phillies, right?
Okay, yes.
So I would love nothing more than to see Reese come back here, but that's not going to happen. There's a little bit of concern with the Phillies right now. I mean, you know, the number of losses in a row, Bryce Harper out of the lineup. But I think once Bryce comes back, we should be good. We should be good. He brings that energy. He brings that leadership role. The lineup will get put back to the way it was. We'll be all right. This ship will get steered straight.
Well, they'll be all right, and hopefully that day is tomorrow.
Don't sound like he's panicking.
Yeah, no, you're not panicking. I think it is worth noting, because I've brought up before, like, they've beat up on some bad teams. They've also, Scott had the stat yesterday. I think they're averaging about 6 runs per game against the good teams and about 3.5 against the bad teams. So I agree with you, Tony. Bryce will help the offense. I still think they need another bat. Tony, who is Hugh talking about? Who is our Hughes Clues person here?
How about Ike?
Ike Reese.
Ike's got a son that played baseball.
Ike Reese.
There was beef with the camera.
Oh, that's true, Tony.
He had beef with the camera?
Well, as in everyone?
But the camera called him a special teamer.
I don't have beef with the camera.
Well, not yet.
Wait,
did you forget what he said about you?
Also, maybe one-sided, you did call him pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it was a one-sided beef.
And you said it multiple times.
Yeah, I did say it.
A lot.
Also, he did say you were an Eagles great with a lowercase g.
No, he did. He did, but I don't consider that beef.
Yeah, well, because Hugh doesn't care about that stuff.
I don't consider that beef. You know what I mean?
That's not beef, but
he
you,
was.
But you
I,
people
I, I
are
look
in your
at
head.
It. I look at it like this. He said that because I said he was pregnant. And then he
so
proceeded
he was firing
to.
Back.
I agree.
Well, he's. You see, he don't look as pregnant as he was.
Well, he's getting in shape for his battle against Jack.
That's what I'm saying. But so he don't look as pregnant.
Are you taking credit?
Yeah. Kyle. Yes.
Man, what a compliment. You're looking good. You're not looking as pregnant
no, listen,
as you used to.
Joe, see, because you've probably been skinny your whole life.
No, I had a chunky phase.
Okay, you had
a
chunky phase and fat phase are two different things.
I was more chunky than fat. Yeah.
So, in order to motivate people, because this happened with Deuce. Because remember, Deuce went through a phase where Deuce was getting heavy.
Yes.
And I never forget. When Trey saw him, he's like, hold up, Deuce. He said, boy, you're getting rich. He said, you might need to, you people say you pack it on that retirement 20 or something. Deuce started getting his ass in the gym and started working it out. So it's motivation. When you call somebody pregnant or something like that or say they look like they're in their third trimester, they get motivated. So, yes, Joe DeCamera, if you're listening, you're welcome.
That is spin right there.
Oh, it's classic.
It's spin.
I mean, listen, how long have I been a radio host?
I mean, that's total spin. You called your coworker pregnant, and now you're taking credit
that's what
from
I'm saying. But does he look as pregnant as he was?
He does not. I mean,
you're welcome.
If that's the question, I'll give you a straight
answer.
Yeah,
because Jack is in his head, living rent free. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get rid of the baby look, and now he's trying to get in shape. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, let's go to Scott and King of Prussia. What's up, Scott? Scott.
Yeah, I'm going. Here. It's really bad connection. Can you hear me?
You know what? Let's put you on hold. We'll bring you back up in a second. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Hey, Mark.
Yo, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
Listen, guys. I've said this all along. And Dabrowski's not done a good job. I know you guys wanted to apologize to him. Write him
and you didn't want to do that. Yeah, I'm sure you're feeling good today.
That was Joe.
Joe, you know, you wanted to.
We still should.
Dinner or breakfast, whatever. Here's the bottom line. This team is a flawed baseball team.
Agreed.
Defensively, bullpen-wise, they have one strength. Offensively, they're really inconsistent. They have one strength, the start and pitching. Ben Davis is 100% right. You have to trade Ranger Suarez. You have to trade him. He's your only – you can get a lot for him. There's a lot of teams battling for playoff spots in the American League that would love to have him. You can get a lot for him. You got to bring up Crawford now. What are we getting out of center field?
Nothing.
Why do we make, these guys – like Rojas makes that catch last week. He turned the wrong way. He catches it, and we make him out to be Cesar Cedeno, okay? Why do we make Stott out to be the next Joe Morgan? You know, we take these guys and glorify them. You have two good players on this team, consistently good players, Harper and Schwarber. That's it. Turner, what did he do in this homestand offensively?
Nothing.
He did nothing, and I was praising him last week. He did nothing. Boom. You move him up in the lineup. What's he do?
Nothing. And in big spots, he never seems to come through, ever.
Never. Castellanos. We make him out to be, I can't even, Bake McBride. Are you serious? This guy comes up small so often with guys on in scoring position.
Castellanos.
You know, I am just sick and tired. This team is like a roller coaster, and I've said it over and over again. You guys tell me, well, it's early in the season. Back in April, I was ripping. It's early in the season. This is what they are, guys.
Sound like you're mad at
they're
us.
Gonna win, right. They're going to win 5 or 6 or 8 out of 10, and then they're going to lose 6 out of 7.
Well, and a lot of it, Mark, right now seems dependent on the opponents. When they face the A's and the Pirates and the Rockies, they just beat them up, and they face good teams, and they struggle.
Seriously. Yeah. Have you seen a team worse than the Colorado Rockies in your life?
They're 9-50. 9-50.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The Pirates. Can you name 3 guys on the Pirates?
No, it's a scheme, yeah. Cruz, and that's it.
These teams stink. They stink. And at the end of the day, Dombrowski has not done a good enough job, in my opinion. He has not. I don't know why Kyle wants to say sorry, and he's crying on the other side of the board. What has Dombrowski really done?
Luzardo's probably the best.
He gave
thing.
A lot of money. Yeah. Luzardo was a good move so far. So far, he.
Well, I'll say this about Dombrowski's entire tenure is going to be determined by this trade deadline. This is the last shot this group has. His last few deadlines have been a joke. I mean, some of the Hayes gave them nothing. The year before that, it was Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. The year before that, they gave up Ohapi to get Marsh. I mean, this is the deadline that's going to define Dombrowski. And if he doesn't deliver, they're not going to win anything.
Joe, you got to be strong up the middle. Turner becomes the DH. Schwarber plays left field. I mean, forget about Max Kepler. Schwarber plays left field. Bring up Crawford. Bring him up now. He's your leadoff
hitter.
I'm
not going to fight it. I know he hits the ball on the ground a lot, but he can't be worse offensively than when we get
he's
out of Rojas
super
and Marsh.
Quick. Why wouldn't you want him at the top of your lineup?
I'm intrigued, and he's hit well against lefties and righties down there, so I'm intrigued. Mark, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
The only guy I could think of, but I don't think it's accurate, is Chris Sims.
Oh, so he'd be the son, but I don't think his son's a player. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. No, it's not. This has been challenging for people.
Yeah. And I mean, to be honest, I thought it was pretty obvious because to me, this person is kind of the pioneer, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, of former athletes becoming sports analysts and thriving at that.
So can I give an extra hint?
You go for it.
You've seen him a lot.
He's
particularly our audience has seen his work a lot over the years.
Yes, I mean he's a OG sports analyst. Like seriously, like when I think of this person, he is the consummate OG sports analyst and a guy that I feel that he's helped usher in a lot of former athletes. Doing this. I really do.
And great beef with the camera. I mean,
great beef.
I mean, all-time beef.
It was just, it was 2023, I guess.
2 years ago.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago, the viral beef with the camera. All right, let's grab Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on?
Big V, what's going on?
Okay, first, I don't have huge concerns. Well, one of the things is that some of the changes Topper has made has worked and some haven't. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things is that, you know, we've got a struggling defense, and one of your star outfielders is playing first base. The other issue is that, okay, bringing a guy back because our defense is struggling, and the reason we got rid of him because he was a lousy defenseman. I mean, he was awful.
Well, that's not why they got rid of Rhys Hoskins. They got rid of him because Bryce Harper wanted to play first base. I mean, that's it. They didn't get rid of Rhys because he was a bad defender. They got rid of him because Bryce wanted to play first.
Yeah, Bryce got that kind of pull. You know, well,
But maybe Bryce has changed his mind. You ever think of that, Big V?
Well, he did say he's one of his favorite players. Mm-hmm. So if he's saying that now, why didn't he say that then?
Well, because then he wanted to play first base. They did an experiment here for 2 years. Could they sacrifice offense for defense and put Rojas on the field and whatever crap they put in left field? And the answer is no. It's not made them better.
See, the problem that we have is that we've got big bats. They just need to go back to being big bats.
I'm not sure. Are we sure we really have? How many big bats do we have? Schwarber's a big bat? Yes.
Yeah.
Harper's a big bat. And Turner is a good bat. I wouldn't call him a big bat, but he's a good bat. Who else is a big bat? You're right. He's streaky. Who else is a big bat? Bohm's not a big bat.
Bohm can hit. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was in the home run derby last year.
I don't care.
That's why they're trying to put him in.
Bohm's not a big bat. We've seen him here for 5 years.
He ain't trying to hit. No, because
what's his career high in home runs? 16?
But they're putting him in position. That's why they're putting him out there, Joe. They're trying to see if they could get him going.
If we roll you on the golf course, you're not a golfer. I mean, you could put that in third. That doesn't make him a big bat.
Why is always going to get so personal?
As you're saying, they put him in the spot.
Why are you attacking you? What did you do to you? Come on.
I'm just trying to make a point here. You could bat someone third doesn't mean they're a third hitter. Alec Bohm's not a big bat. He's just
Alec
tall.
Alec Bohm is a big bat.
Oh my God. Kyle, put a poll up. Is Alec Bohm a big bat?
I'm not even going to embarrass ourselves with that one. What are you talking about?
He's no power.
You would say if Alec Bohm's a big person. Yeah.
Twins separated from
60% of his home runs this year came in minor league parks. Big bat. Get out.
No. But listen. The whole thing that Topper really has to do is get his batters to bat. I mean, come on. It's time that they actually start heating up to get ready.
I know, but I think we have this like fairy tale idea of this lineup. Castellanos isn't the player he was 4 or 5 years ago. JT offensively isn't the player he was 4 or 5 years ago. Bohm, look, is tall, so we think he's a power hitter. He can't hit for power. They don't have big bats.
He can hit. Cut it out, man. Come on. I mean, other than that, it's like, bring up somebody from the minors who more
should
than likely isn't ready to play.
See, that's it. Should be.
See, that's what it is, Joe. He should be able to hit, and that's why they're putting him in that position, because he was supposed to. He was in the home run derby last year. He's supposed to be that guy.
This is the new Trey Turner was an all-star last year.
No,
I don't care.
And he's working on it. He's working hard.
Well, you look at, last
See, God, that was sarcasm.
Year, well, Trey Turner was playing like he could have potentially been an all-star.
Well, yeah, wonderful. That's right. It's great. I'm so glad that our 6'5" third baseman was in the home run derby.
I should have known it was going to be like this today. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, it is Tuesday, Hugh.
It is. Tuesdays, they're tough. Tough days. All right.
Tough Tuesdays.
Big V, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I was thinking Mark Schlereth.
Well, you got it, Big V. You got it. Yes, Mark Schlereth.
Schlereth. You butchered his last name, but we'll take that.
Yeah, at 122, we got to give it away. Big V, yes, you nailed it.
Mark Schlereth?
So you're going to the Eagles event at the Man. All right, can we play this for everyone? So a few years ago, Joe DiCamera on the morning show had some criticisms for an Eagles game that Mark Schlereth called. And word got back to Schlereth about DiCamera calling him boring. Mm-hmm. And here is what Stink had to say about Stink. DiCamera.
I love the hate. I love it when people throw things at me. The other thing is, whether you're a fan or whether you're a media member, and you know who I'm talking about, if what you say to me is, the broadcast was horrendous, you're awful, it's two X's and O's, plus you were so biased, you didn't hear the game you wanted to hear. I don't get paid to talk about the game that you want to hear. I get paid to cover the game in front of me. And if you're throwing at me, especially a media member, that I was biased in my broadcast, then you're a candy ass and you know exactly who I'm talking about. That's exactly what you are. I didn't get to hear the game I wanted to hear. He's horrible at what he does. He's the worst ever. You're a candy ass That's what you are. So I can't help you if you didn't get to hear the game that you wanted to hear.
And y'all wonder why I like Scliff so the way that I do. Like, I had a chance to work with Mark, man. And I'll tell you, my first couple years at ESPN, a lot of times when we get in this business, Joe, and you know this, there are a lot of people that do this that aren't willing to help you. They aren't willing to give you the nuances of doing this. Mark wasn't like that. Because I remember, and we've heard it several times where, you know, I might get stuck on a person's name or something, and he used to give me little, like points and clues to how to remember their name. Like, say you might want to go with the guy that plays, you know, plays for the Commanders, plays receiver. Like, certain things that give you time to remember the name or just write stuff down. He was always willing to share information. And as you just heard in that clip, he will clap back.
Yes, he will clap back.
And that's the one thing that I've always respected about him, man. He's always been an even-keeled guy, and he's always been a guy that has always been willing to share information if he hasn't.
When you brought his name up this morning, I forgot, and then it like hit me. Like, didn't he say something about DeCameron when DeCameron said something about him? Well, yes, he did. All right, a fun Hughes Clues today. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, your phone calls here on the Phils, on the Bryce Huff situation. Trey Turner, you want Hoskins back even more now. I do. We'll check in with you people who are in clearly in Hughes' head, and we'll say goodbye to a great broadcasting crew with some audio that Hugh can relate to. That's all coming up. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you got a chance to close out at home, you better freaking do it. Because what's happening now, what I'm going to tell you, Shaq agrees with me, they're not going to win game 6 in Toronto. But let me tell you something. By the time they get to game 7, them sphincters going to be so tight.
Hey, must win game 6.
Yeah, yes.
Must win.
We lost, or at least we're saying goodbye to this iteration of one of the great sports television shows of all time. Hugh, it's the TNT run for Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson officially closed on Saturday night when the Pacers defeated the Knicks. So
yeah.
It's weird. I mean, they've been together for so long.
And they still will be.
They will, but
it's on a different network.
I'm not convinced it's going to be the same. I'm afraid ESPN's going to put their hands on it. And if you change that show or you add someone, like, I don't want them to add anyone else's voice in there. Those four had amazing chemistry for all those years.
This is what I hope is going to happen. Because I heard early on, like, they took shots at ESPN this year. When they talked about their coverage of the NBA and said, you know, I remember, I think it was Barkley said something to the effect that, you know, ESPN only talk about two teams. One of them is the Celtics and the Lakers. OKC was the best team in the NBA right now. And ironically, OKC's in the finals.
Yep.
So they called that. So I think in order to get exactly what those guys do, you have to allow them
to do their
thing.
Totally.
You know, and if they don't do that, then people are going to call them out. People are going to call ESPN out about that, because then it's going to be obvious that they try to steer things in certain directions or try not to have the authenticity that that show has.
Because in theory, it shouldn't change, right? It's just a different.
They're still in Atlanta,
right?
The same crew, the same people that they're working with are still there.
It should be the same.
The only thing I would say this change is probably the location, because it's probably not going to be on TNT's campus.
Yeah, be on ESPN.
Yeah, be on ESPN. They're going to probably build them a suite, a set or whatever. But still, it should be the same show.
Yeah, hopefully they leave them alone, because it's been a great show for a long time. I'm glad they'll be together just now on ESPN. So I saw some people this weekend here sharing their favorite inside the NBA moments ever, like the best clips. And I saw this one, and it made me think this is something you'd relate to. Here is Shaquille O'Neal on Inside the NBA talking about, well, how you save money on putting gas in your car.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
Yeah. But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put $20. Then when it get back to half, you put $20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting $20 in, and it'll be $80, the same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering.
Nobody travel more than me.
This is bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the moon.
So if
this
wait,
is bordering
this,
on that.
You're telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation about.
Times 20 is 80, because I'm gonna stop four times.
No, you're not gonna stop four times. No, you're not gonna stop four times. Not in 1 week, you're not.
Anyway,
Kenny,
the West Coast is closer than the moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay $80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay $20 back
up. No, it won't get to half by if Wednesday it's going to be $40, and then on Friday it'll be $40.
Not $40, $20. Yeah. It's going to be $20.
No.
That sounds logical to me.
No, it's not.
I mean, it is. It is. Because, see, the only adjustment that I've had to make since I moved to Delaware,
right?
Is that like, what was it, $40, $50? I just put $50 in, and I'm still in my sweet spot.
But you go more often.
Here's the kicker.
So you pay the same amount.
Well, here's the kicker. This is what has thrown somewhat of a wrinkle into that, is because Harper has games like this. The game that he has tomorrow is canceled, right? So he has one on Saturday, but normally that kind of throws a wrinkle in it. Because, you know, we go to his games. It's like we play on Monday and Wednesday. And so that would make me put more gas in it during the week, because I got to go to Jersey.
More, yeah.
But outside of that, I'm $50. I'm still in my wheelhouse once a week.
But the point that they were trying to make to Shaq, that I'll make to you, I knew you'd appreciate this clip, is it's the same money.
No, it's not. It's a little bit. You're saving a little bit.
But you're not.
Well, you are.
But if you put $20 in four times, that's $80.
Well, if you're talking about once a week, like Shaq said, you're not going to the gas station if you're filling it up every time it gets on half. You're going like once that week. Now, the next week you're going to do the same thing. So it in essence it's in your sweet spot.
It is. But if you let it go down to empty and you put in it costs you 80 or 100 depending on the kind of car you have, you don't have to go back for a long time.
If you let it get past half, because see, like even in my truck now, it get to like a quarter or something, yeah. Then I go put some gas in. $20.
Sure.
$20.
We'll be right back to it. Why don't you just fill it back up? You're spending the same amount of money.
Not the same.
See, this is the kind of stuff ESPN cannot get involved in. Let those guys do their show.
This is the vision. See, me and Shaq on the same page.
Yeah, see, this is your problem. Did you hear the rest of the panel yelling at him?
Even though Shaq stole my trainer, amongst other things. That's still my dog. Me and Shaq, we still cool, though. We cool.
You know what this is? You're just uncomfortable shelling out the big dollars. It doesn't save you anything. It's just you don't like to spend the 80 or 100 at once.
Well,
that's what this
is about. You know what it is? And I'm sure I'm not the only person that's like this. I understand that we all, like, in order to do what we do, we have to spend money. Some people are more comfortable with spending money than others. I am not, like, I'm not comfortable visually seeing $80 leave my pocket every week. I am comfortable with $50 leaving my pocket.
You know what this is?
Or $20.
You like to lie to yourself.
It's not a lie.
It is, because you're thinking maybe I won't spend that money when I know I'm going to have to go to the gas station again next week.
It's not a lie. It's my comfort zone. Perfect examples. Like this weekend. Okay, so my daughter's here, so we all go to the store. So it's like I got Harper with me, her, and their little cousin, right? Harper's little cousin. So everybody goes in the store, and I made the mistake. I was saying, get what you want.
Oh.
So I'm in there with two
How far that set you back?
I'm in there with 2 6-year-olds and a 26-year-old, and I give them – it's almost like I was Willy Wonka, and I gave them the golden ticket.
Well, you said get what you want.
Now, let's talk about the 6-year-olds. Now, don't ever tell a 6-year-old to get whatever they want. This little girl came back with a bag of marshmallows – what they call it, a kazoo, and some other like little toys. Oh, we gonna tell you what Harper got. Harper then filled his little basket up, and then my daughter they, and I sat there about $100 worth of stuff. I mean, but I'm like, hey, okay. Yeah.
I said it.
So
you gave
him
the green light.
Yeah, but yeah, it's almost like a pass just to do and get whatever you would never get normally, just because somebody gave you some money. You just say, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna do what I want to do. Worst thing in the world I did.
See, and I don't know why, but this does mean you should fill your gas tank up.
Nah, $20.
Okay. You and Shaq, same page on this. All right, 215-592-9495. I hope you're right. I hope ESPN doesn't mess with the show.
They can't. They can't.
Well, they
have to allow them. And if they do, you know what the funny thing about that is? Because if they do, and if they try to change the show, the way that those cats roll, they would probably all walk away.
Well, that might be what keeps the people at ESPN from messing with it, that they're afraid of them.
Because they were adamant, if I recall, about keeping the show together if they were going to do it.
See, I just wonder about the other egos there. Like, you don't you think Stephen A's going to try to wedge his way onto that show?
Well,
because then it's a different show.
Well, see, okay, if he does that, if he, for instance, because I think this is what's going to happen. Their opinions are going to be so strong that it has the potential – to moving out those fringe NBA guys. And what I mean by that, not the guys that actually played, like the guys like Marcus Spears and that they ask NBA questions to, because I think that Charles and those guys are going to be so opinionated.
Sure, they're not going to need that.
They're not going to need that.
Yeah.
So that might be the case.
Well, it makes ESPN stronger, certainly.
Yeah, it does.
As they go to streaming and all that. I mean, I'm glad the show will exist. It felt like the end of an era watching it Saturday. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to check in with you people in a second. Hugh, we didn't mention, though, we did see some Eagles news today. Did you see this?
What you got?
Saquon Barkley is the cover guy for Madden. I mean, this was a lock, wasn't it? Wasn't the backwards hurdle? It had to be the Madden cover.
Oh, no question. And I think they tried to – they reenacted it. I think that's what I saw. They had him on the little harnesses and cables and whatnot, and they did the whole thing.
That's a lot.
There's going to be a lot.
Didn't just take the photo from the game?
I don't think so.
Or do they mean for the game they had to reenact it?
Well, no, I think that,
like, can you
they
do that
reenacted
now in
the cover. I think they reenact. From what I saw, it looked like they reenacted the cover of it. So he had to, I guess he lined up and did the live action shot thing.
But why? They have the real thing from the real game.
Uh, No, but I'm saying I think they use that in order to change. I don't know. Yeah. But it looks like that's what they do.
Okay. Are you a Madden curse guy? You worried?
Well.
I mean, the curse has been a thing for a long
time.
He's
a Hard Knocks curse guy. I mean, he might as well.
Thanks, Kyle. no. Am I a curse guy? I think I don't have enough data on that. Harvard study. Inconclusive. I don't think so.
So whales in lakes, yes. Madden curse, no.
Listen.
I'm trying to.
I didn't say it had to make sense.
Okay.
It makes sense to me.
That's right. That sounds like it fits on WIP. Does it make sense? No. Do I think it? Yes.
Makes sense to me.
I am not a Madden curse guy. I don't buy it. Jules in Delaware. What's up, Jules?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Jules, what's going on?
Hey, I did want to talk about that cover for the Madden. I think they just took the regular photo and just added some AI to it.
Is that what you saw? Like, here? A little AI to
the, what did you say now?
They added AI. Like
I just think they just took the regular picture and then sprinkled in some AI to make it look
is he having all the harnesses and everything?
Yeah, Hugh saw a video where he's having harnesses.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm seeing that video now too.
I do wonder if they are trying to incorporate it into the gameplay. So like maybe you can do that with him.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you have, I don't know how to do it, but like if you have a right button combination, maybe you can do a spin, like a hurdle spin.
But if that was the case, he would have on the suit. Have y'all ever seen how any of this works? Like when they do the actual moves, they have on like the black suit. And they have all the balls on it to get his actual movement. So
they
that's
do that
not
for
what
every
this.
Player?
They still need that.
Well,
now?
They do that. They 2025? Do that for like the natural movements of certain players. Right. Yeah, they do that. So I don't like. Yeah, they.
Did,
yeah,
you ever
they
have, did you ever have to put that stuff on?
I've done. I did some voiceover stuff, but I forgot which game it was.
We got to find this on.
Oh no, it's well, you know what?
You
I don't
do
even
know
remember.
It. You just don't want to tell us.
Nah, if I wanted to tell you, I
we'll
would tell
find
you.
It. I mean, that's...
I said if I wanted to tell you, I would tell you.
Yeah, we'll find it.
No, we will sure. find it.
Jules, who are you blaming on the Huff thing? Eagles, Huff, Hugh?
Well, I don't think it's Hugh's fault. I think he's a he's one of those people that just kind of goes along with it, like a bad idea kind of thing. But
that does sound like you. Yep.
Yeah, it does.
I definitely think it's Howie's fault. I think that he probably the money that they gave to Huff, he probably could have gave some of that or most of that to Hassan, to try to run it back because defense was pretty successful when he was out there. So I think it's partially Huff's fault, but it's mostly Howie. Howie pulled the trigger. It was his idea. I definitely think that it's mostly
it was involved. It was a Howie driven thing. And Jules, you mentioned on the internet, Jules, we appreciate the phone call. So we did mention when we brought up the Huff thing both Friday and today. It didn't hurt them, right? They won the Super Bowl with getting nothing out of Bryce Huff. You know when it could hurt them?
What's that?
This year. So they got rid of Bryce Huff, right? But they still owe him money, right? They had to pay him whatever $7 or $8 or $9 million on the cap for this year. So they owe him money, as Spike waves to you people.
No, I did Spike like that. He just paid us back.
They owe.
See, we're petty.
Oh,
we're
you
petty.
Did that?
We're petty around
certain
this part.
Things.
No, I did this like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And Spike's getting me back.
Well, good. That put you in your place. It could hurt this year's Eagles, though, because some of the money they had to allocate just to get rid of Bryce Huff could have been used could've to bring used back it. Someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and that's why I think for Howie, the biggest thing was that he was trying to recoup some of that money. You know what I mean?
Well, trying now
to
get, then maybe can we go use it now? Can we go get an upgrade?
Well,
can we get your favorite player, Trey Hendrickson? Can we bring him in?
You know what? I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. That might be.
We know you like Trey.
I like
Trey. He's a good player.
Like
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
You know what? I forgot that was a drop, and I walked right in.
Don't worry. I'll never let you forget again.
Don't you know we're going to bring up Trey Hendrickson every day this summer just for that?
Like, funny, I thought we were having like a serious segment.
What's wrong with you? I thought we were having a serious segment
for like 2 seconds.
Well, speaking of serious things, let's get to you people.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Many were wondering if Hugh was going to conveniently be quote-unquote taking pictures during you people, like he was during the Bryce Huff conversation. Hugh is not ducking you. Hugh is here. He's going to take this beating.
Oh, wow. I'm getting.
Well, you did say that you woke up this morning thinking about you.
I like to be annoying for whatever reason. It just, you know, that's in my wheelhouse.
Yep.
We know. We do a show with you 4 hours a day.
So I don't think I noticed. I mean, you guys might think differently. I don't think I noticed too much panic on the phone lines today.
No, not much.
No. We did get a few comments, though, about the team and how they played over the weekend. And they seemed to be a little bit stronger. And some of the phone lines?
I felt frustration on the phones more than like real worry. Yep. Just more like annoyed.
Well, it was just, especially with Trey. Because it's the money thing and the fundamental plays that he's missed.
Well, we had one caller that mentioned he had never heard an athlete give. It was a routine grounder, and he long talked how he should have played.
And before y'all jumped on me, that's what I was trying to say. I said, as a father who's learning the game, I said it was just, I understood that, but to your point, but y'all didn't want
to
hear all that.
Well, you compared him to your 6-year-old son.
Well, basically, because fundamentally, that's what they're teaching 6-year-olds.
He's a $300 million shortstop.
Yep. So we got a few comments. This team is cooked, and I'm ashamed to be a Phillies fan. That feels a little strong.
Wow. That's strong.
I mean, come on.
It's a lot.
It's going to be all right. Joe wanted to throw a parade for Topper last week. How you
somebody
feeling?
Pointing that out.
Yeah.
So this is all Topper's fault that the shortstop can't catch the ball?
Maybe it's yours, though. I mean.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Topper did error yesterday and admitted his error that he should have probably got Weston Wilson out of that game for Kepler an inning before. So that was a bad Topper day. I'll give that.
Joe, do you know that Turner's fielding percentage is .975?
Do you know that I don't care? How's that sound? Okay. Since he got here, he has the worst defensive run saved of any shortstop in baseball, and it's not close. Mm-hmm. So you enough with that.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Somebody wanted to know if you knew that.
Okay.
That's all. I hope Brian Dawkins comes and finds Joe Giglio and puts a big hit on him for his horrible takes.
Well, he did find me.
He sat down and we broke bread.
Did not hit you, though.
Did not
crush you.
I didn't expect him to. I mean, this is an adult outing today. Mm-hmm. Why would he do that?
Yep. All right. So they noticed he was dressed nicely today. He got
this is nice. He's just in a polo shirt.
He got chocolate covered cherry.
Whoever did that one, touche. That's a good one.
Got Candy Cane Douglas.
That's a good one.
Yep,
I take that one.
And Waldo.
Waldo. I take that one. This is what I'm talking about right here because I want to see how creative they are.
Yep.
What I just found out is a Monday. I want to see how
you
creative
you are. Just found out it's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday.
Hey man, listen, when you have the jobs that we have, Joe, and you have as much fun as we do, the days tend to run.
Can you title the podcast for the 12 o'clock hour? Where's Waldo? And we couldn't find you to start the start the hour.
Yep. So this one's less creative and more just a good question. Mm-hmm. It's the last thing we got here. Who had the worst tenure? Bryce Huff in Philly or Hugh in Jacksonville? Now, get a ring.
When I think of tenure, I got a ring, too, when I came back to Philly. It wasn't a championship ring, but I got a ring.
Did you do anything for us?
But when I think of tenure, I think of more than one. Well, I guess in this case it fits because we were both in the same spot for more than
one year. And then dumped.
But at least I got – but listen, in my defense – I was on my way out the league, and I got 3 sacks.
That is true. Huff should be on his way out.
Yeah. I was on my way out the league, and I got 3 sacks.
Who should be more proud of their
– How many sacks he getting his year here?
2.5.
Okay, yeah. So I win.
Who should be more proud of what they did for that franchise? Huff here or you at the Jets?
Well, hold on. Would you get 3 in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I got 3.
That's more than Huff.
You got cut on live TV.
But I gave –
I mean, what are we paying for?
I gave Jacksonville something to talk about.
That's
they
true.
Still like you talk about living rent free in somebody's head.
Well, they still write about Hugh to this day.
To this day,
Huff did give us something to talk about. You worked blue on the air defending Bryce Huff and ripping Fangio.
I did.
We didn't forget that.
I did. And you know what? It's times like this. What did the caller just say? Like I'm kind of like I have like bad ideas. I just kind of go with like bad ideas.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Bryce Huff thing. I go with my gut. I go with my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
Why is the Asai Reddick been on?
I knew. I heard him. I heard him. I heard him.
Yeah, that was. I threw the mouse when I was looking for that.
What's your favorite Hugh Douglas Bryce Huff moment? That or when he predicted he would break the NFL sack record last season? Well, I like that one.
Yeah, I feel like we should bury the sack record prediction so that nobody else ever gets to hear that.
Yeah, I'll double down on what I say. 18. Sack record?
Well, 22. You said.
Yeah, I did.
The sack record's 22.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. We know.
And but you know what doesn't help when y'all do that pregnant pause? That silence, though, that just kind of kills the whole thing.
It really hits. It hits.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all just let it marinate. Y'all just, I say, yeah,
I want people to really let it, sink in.
How did that work out for you, Hugh? It did. But it's okay.
I think Huff's time here was worse than your time in Jacksonville. I think it was. You know why? Because he was actually on a ring.
He was on a winning team, and
he couldn't get on the field.
But I don't know. No, Joe. Because
you think yours was worse?
Yes. Because we were losing. And you know what's funny? Deion Grant was here. He's here.
He was my team.
Yeah, the same time.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. We was like, dude, he didn't like Jack either.
You didn't tell us your Jaguars teammate. We would have brought him on to talk about your tenure.
I knew that. That's why I didn't bring it up till now.
It's an interesting point, though. Like, Huff couldn't break through on a great team. Hugh not being able to break through on the Jags.
That's
the three
true.
Is,
Way to spin that,
but
Kyle.
Maybe part of the
you said it.
No,
maybe
but I'm
part
just
of
saying,
the reason why they sucked was you
gave,
produced nothing.
I gave Jacksonville 3.5 sacks. Oh, I gave them all I had.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
As an older defensive end, that was coming off an injury plague season.
Oh, here come the excuses. Yeah,
well, hey, listen, I'm 53 years old. I ain't got to carry the total line for nobody anymore. Well,
speaking
just
of
keep it a bean.
Giving everything you have, that's enough for us for today. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. The afternoon show is coming up next from the Brian Dawkins Driving It Back Celebrity Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.